Call for the Dead by John Le Carré. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
This is a DAISY recording and has one level of navigation to indicate the title page and the start of each chapter.
Call for the Dead by John Le Carré. Chapter 1. A Brief History of George Smiley. When Lady Anne Sercombe married George Smiley towards the end of the war, she described him to her astonished Mayfair friends as breathtakingly ordinary. When she left him 2 years later in favour of a Cuban motor racing driver, she announced enigmatically that if she hadn't left him then, she never could have done. And Viscount Sawley made a special journey to his club to observe that the cat was out of the bag. This remark, which enjoyed a brief season as a mo, can only be understood by those who knew Smiley. Short, fat, and of a quiet disposition, he appeared to spend a lot of money on really bad clothes, which hung about his squat frame like skin on a shrunken toad. Sawley, in fact, declared at the wedding that Sercombe was mated to a bullfrog in a sou'wester. And Smiley, unaware of this description, had waddled down the aisle in search of the kiss that would turn him into a prince. Was he rich or poor, peasant or priest? Where had she got him from? The incongruity of the match was emphasized.